A raft. A sequence. A series. A dive. A dip. A trip. An exploration. An excavation. A dig. What is the collective noun for an accumulation of exquisite experiences? The exquisites. I have decided. It is just so simple. This is what we will do. Dive, soar, glide, float, bask, sit in awe and wonder in the discovery, gently and kindly, that there are many ways to find the exquisite in a state of absolute presence. Many different ways. As I begin this project, I hope to lead you into movements, breaths, music, whispers and talks that will take you deeply into the altered states of being that are available to all of us, if we can become safe enough and still enough sometimes, or energetic enough at others, to then allow all to become extremely still, exquisitely beautiful, within and without. And we then gently learn, as it is not an instant lesson or an epiphany, this one, that we're capable of feats of consciousness that transcend the need or desire for drugs, plant medicine, or alcohol. We are. We can become. We hold the divine within us. Let us gently, kindly, and slowly lift the veils. We have to start with a movement that allows us to land. To land? Land from where? Most of us have allowed our minds, thoughts, organs, hormones, and kinospheres to exist in these very particular estates. Hyper-aroused, madly scanning for danger in a vast and dark place, the pain of the past and the fear of the future. Constantly crouched, eyes wildly watching, thighs tight, pelvic floor taut, belly clenched, ready to pounce in horror, offense and fury. Or we cringe, shoulders up, ready to dart under the stairs, behind a chair, terror waiting around every corner, dreading being left, forgotten, adults behaving like small children, terrified of abandonment. Lost in the midst of our fading histories and obsessive projections, we dare allow no part of ourselves in the now. This cruel landscape holds us in its thrall, demanding we search for a sense of safety by peering at screens for everything. Heads thrown forwards, eyes piercing through the mirror shine, gagging to work out how to get into that promised land beyond. A glinting mirage filled with possibilities, horror stories, love, sex, drama and lies. And we believe this land to be the truth. That to be utterly disconnected from the absolutes of now is more important and vastly more seductive than now, nature, peace, or stillness. We have come to believe that if we stare hard enough, long enough, scroll, swipe, stab, and like enough, we will find redemption, forgiveness, peace, and happiness. Maybe I've now talked you out of wanting to start with a movement that allows us to land. But if you are intrigued, want to try, can you trust me? To find perfect stillness, you need to be able to trust. Can you trust yourself? Can you trust anyone? Can you trust me? Why would you? Chances are you do not know me. Here we are, in an abstract distraction, a newsletter about finding the exquisites. Intriguing, certainly. But now there's an invitation. You have to inquire. Effort, expending energy to fund stillness. Interesting questions. What do they bring up? I have put out an invitation. Trust me. Do as I say and find stillness. To be able to find stillness is no abstraction. It requires a divestation. You need to divest yourself of your stress system. It is the only way. Not forever, but for the time that you are with me. How do you undress from something so robust, so seductive, so all-pervading, all-seeing, sensing, imagining, 24/7? It is so very simple, and yet so utterly challenging, akin to being in the safest room ever invented and asking you to switch off all the alarms, security pads, laser beams, sensors. Utter insanity. Why would you do this? Why? Because we're living in unprecedented times. We have abandoned ourselves completely, oh, so entirely, to our ability to feel overwhelmed, oppressed, and horrified. We have a flaw in the older part of our brain. When we're scared, we need to keep going back and checking for safety. We need to keep looking, scrolling, watching, listening. The amygdala cannot tell the difference between reality and imagination, memory and a story. Wind it up into a frenzy of fear and boom, we are seduced into terror and torment. This has been discovered by some deviously manipulative people who have learned how to weaponize this flaw against us. Use this awareness to turn us into products, information givers. And so we have sacrificed the ability to be human beings. Therein lies the naming of the lost skill that brings you to read this. And we have consciously, defying all the signs and the warnings, sold our souls to the gods of the internet. Our stress systems are now so hyper-aroused and freaked out that our attention span is less than 55 seconds. Presence is, for 99.99999% of the planet, an impossibility. Can you trust me? To begin at the beginning, this is the invitation, undoing the first buttons in the divestation, the undressing of the stress system. The nakedness leads to the gift. Think of this as a test. It is a test, and it is crucial to the whole. You have to pass the test, and it is literally mind-blowingly hard. If you cannot do this, you will not get the gift. Seriously. Can you dare to trust me? You have to close your eyes and listen to my voice whilst doing as I say, to let stillness come over you. The test is this. Can you read this once and then press the recording to hear my voice talk you through a movement sequence? You must follow my voice and the sequence. Can you?